Welcome to DeetNB College. Today we're building something that every drum and bass producer needs in their toolkit, a jungle pad drift. Not just a pad that sits there, but a pad that feels like it's moving through the track, breathing with the arrangement, and opening space for the drums and bass to hit harder. The key idea here is resampling. We're going to take a simple pad, shape it, print it to audio, then chop and process that audio so the movement becomes part of the arrangement. That's the big shift. Instead of treating the pad like a loop you leave running forever, you turn it into arrangement material. This works especially well in intros, breakdowns, pre-drop tension, and second drop therination. In jungle, darker rollers, atmospheric DNB, and halftime to breakbeat sections, a pad like this gives you emotion and scale without cluttering the low end. And that's the challenge in DNB, right? Pads are often either too static or too wide and blurry. Resampling helps solve both. Let's start simple. Create a new MIDI track and load a stock instrument like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. Keep the source basic. You do not need a huge synth patch here. A single held note or a simple chord is enough. If you use Wavetable, go for something smooth and soft rather than bright. If you use Analog, start with a warm saw or triangle style tone. If you use Operator, a sine or mellow harmonic tone works great. Set a gentle attack so the pad blooms instead of clicking, and let the release ring out naturally. Keep the voice count modest so it stays controlled. Why this works in DeetNB is simple. The mix is already busy. You've got the kick, snare, break, sub, bass harmonics, and top-end detail all fighting for space. A pad that starts too rich and too wide will blur the groove fast, so we begin with a source that has tone, but not too much personality yet. We'll shape that next. Put the pad into a real musical context immediately. Don't design it in isolation. Write it against a phrase. A really effective beginner move is a 2-bar or 4-bar hold in the intro, then let the chord shift or thin out as the drums enter. Keep it simple. In darker DNB, minor harmony works well, but you do not need complex jazz chords. One chord or a 2-chord loop is enough to create mood. What to listen for here? The pad should fill the space between drum hits without stealing the snare's impact. If it sounds beautiful on its own, but the moment the break comes in, it starts fighting the track, that's a sign it's too bright, too wide, or too busy. Before we resample, shape the source so the print has a purpose. A good stock chain is EQ8, auto filter, and saturator. Use EQ8 to high pass the low end somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Depending on how low the pad sits. If there's mud, soften a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it feels harsh, ease off around 2 to 5 Khz. Then use auto filter to darken it. Often a low pass somewhere between 4 and 10 Khz is enough. After that, a little saturator, maybe just 1 to 4 dB of drive, can give the pad density and help it feel less papery once it's printed. You're not trying to make it finished yet, you're making it resample friendly. That matters, because once it becomes audio, you can treat it like arrangement glue instead of a live synth patch. Now add slow movement. The pad has to drift. It should not just sit there like a static wallpaper. The easiest way is to automate the filter cutoff slowly over 4 or 8 bars. You can also add a light auto pan if the track needs subtle motion, or touch of chorus ensemble if you want more haze. If you want a rougher jungle texture, you can use a little more saturation or even a restrained bit of redux, but keep that controlled. At this point, choose the direction. If you want a cleaner atmospheric roller feel, go with smooth filter movement and lighter stereo effects. If you want a more haunted, slightly unstable jungle vibe, let the texture get a bit rougher and denser. Either way, keep the motion slow. In DNB, fast pad modulation can fight the groove. A change over 2 to 8 bars usually feels intentional, nice and musical. Now comes the heart of the lesson. Resample the pad into audio. Create a new audio track, set it to resample or route the pad into it, and record a few bars while the pad plays through the section. If you already have drums in place, even better. Capture it with context. Aim for a few clean bars on the first pass. 2 to 8 bars is usually plenty. Print one version with the pad exposed, and if possible, print another with the drums or bass running too, so you can judge it in context immediately. What to listen for now? Does the printed pad already feel useful? Does it have motion, mood, and space, or does it still feel too static? If it feels right, stop there. Don't overcomplicate it. One good print is often worth more than 10 half-useful variations. A really smart habit here is to name the audio clip straight away. Something like intro wash, pre-drop open, or second drop dirty. That small move makes decisions much easier later on. Once it's audio, Chop it into phrases that fit the arrangement. Don't just leave one long wash running across the whole tune. Think in DNB phrasing. 2 bars on, 2 bars off. 4 bars swelling into the drop. 1 bar of pad. 1 bar of gap before a fill. A longer intro bid, then a shorter, more focused version before the drop. Use fades or clip gains so the edits stay clean. The goal is to make the pad behave like an arrangement tool, not just a background ambience layer. And this is where the track starts to feel more professional. When the pad drops out, do the drums suddenly feel bigger? If yes, you're using space properly. If not, the pad is probably too constant. Now process the resampled audio differently from the source. This is one of the best reasons to resample in the first place. On the audio clip, try EQ8, a little compression or glue style control, and then reverb or echo if needed. High pass the printed audio again, often somewhere around 150 to 300 HE, just to make sure it stays out of the sub and kick region. If the body feels boxy, ease out around 300 to 600 HE. If it clashes with the snare or Reese harmonics, a small dip around 2 to 4K HE can help. Compression should be gentle. You want the swell to stay alive, not become flattened. If you add reverb, keep it smaller than you think. Around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds is often enough. And if you use echo, keep the feedback conservative. The idea is drift, not a giant wash that swallows the groove. Now bring in the full rhythm section. Kick, snare, break, and bass. This is the real test. What to listen for here? Can you still hear the snare snap cleanly? Does the kick stay punchy? Does the sub remain centered and stable? And most importantly, does the pad add emotion without making the groove feel soft? If the pad is fighting the drums, lower the level first. That's usually the fastest fix. If needed, narrow the stereo width a little, or remove more of the low midrange. In DNB, anything in the 200 to 600 HE area can turn into fog very quickly. That's where pad weight becomes mix clutter. Also check mono compatibility. If the pad disappears too much in mono, it's probably leaning too hard on width tricks. Club systems need the center to stay meaningful. Keep the important energy controlled, and avoid letting the whole character live only in the sides. Now we take it one step further. Automate something simple across the pad audio. Maybe the filter opens slowly toward the pre-drop. Maybe the reverb rises just before the transition. Maybe you reverse a short printed segment to create a swell. Then, if that transition feels strong, resample that version again. That gives you a pad that evolves with the structure rather than sounding like one static layer repeated across the whole tune. And that is a huge upgrade. It also helps keep the session lighter and easier to manage. A really effective arrangement move is this. Keep the intro long and dark. Open the filter slightly in the pre-drop, then let the pad disappear or thin out at the drop. On the second drop, bring it back in a chopped or more degraded form. That contrast is what makes the tune feel arranged, not looped. Here's your next choice. If the tune is already busy and aggressive, go for a smooth atmospheric bed. Keep the pad darker, wider, and less distorted. If the tune is sparse and needs more attitude, go for a rougher jungle drift. Let a little more midrange texture survive, and add a touch more saturation if needed. Neither one is better. It just depends on the record. The important thing is to decide what role the pad has and commit it to audio. That's the beginner win here. You finish faster when you stop asking the live synth to stay endlessly editable. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't keep the pad too full in the low mids. That's the fastest way to cloud the kick, snare body, and bass definition. Second, don't leave it static for the entire arrangement. If it doesn't change, it becomes wallpaper. Third, don't make it too wide too early. Wide pads can sound huge alone, then smear the mix or collapse badly in mono. Also, don't drown it in reverb on the live instrument. Print a drier version first, then add wash on the audio track so you can control how much space survives. And always audition the pad with drums and bass. If it only works in solo, it is not ready. A couple of pro reminders for darker DNB. Dark pads often work best when they have no real low end at all. That absence can actually make them feel bigger, because the sub and kick stay fully in control. Also, let the pad fight the drums rhythmically, not spectrally. A slow swell that lands just before the snare can create tension, without adding extra notes. That kind of timing is pure gold in jungle and rollers. And here the great mindset shift. Treat the pad like arrangement glue, not like the feature sound. If it's doing its job, you should miss it when it drops out, but not feel like it's stealing the show. That's the sweet spot. So to recap, the workflow is simple and powerful. Start with a basic pad source. Shape it dark and controlled. Add slow motion. Print it to audio. Chop it into phrases that fit the track. Process the audio differently from the source. Then test it against the full drum and bass arrangement. If needed, resample again and use that second print to create a stronger transition or a different second drop feel. If you want the cleanest beginner exercise, keep it tight. Use only stock devices. Build one pad source. Print it at least once. Remove low-end energy below around 150 to 250 Hz. Make the pad disappear or thin out for at least one bar before the drop. Then ask yourself three questions. Does it make the intro feel bigger without softening the groove? Does the pre-drop version create more tension? And does the drop hit harder because the pad changed or disappeared? That's the whole move.